In this bulletin, a teenage girl, one of seven new fatalities from Victoria's COVID-19 outbreak. No new cases in Tasmania as southern parts of the state lock down. And in sport, two top tennis seeds bundled out in upsets at Indian Wells. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. A COVID-positive teenage girl with other health conditions has become the youngest Victorian to die during the current outbreak. The 15-year-old was among seven fatalities reported over the past 24 hours, taking the outbreak's death toll to 138. Victoria has reported 1,993 new local cases after two previous days of 2,000-plus daily case numbers. Premier Daniel Andrews is intent on reopening the state once the 70% double-dose vaccination milestone is achieved late next week. The state's COVID-19 commander, Jerome Wymar, says his biggest concern is ensuring Victoria's hospital system can cope when the state reopens.
Our hope and our intention would be that we'll expect that we would want to see those case numbers start to turn in the next week or two, as predicted by the original the modelling. We'll watch that very closely. But the real constraint on us is what it does for our hospital system. That is ultimately that's the capacity that we need to manage. That's a critical part of our system, because we need to ensure that those people who are getting COVID, as well as the wider community and whatever else other support people need, that we have the capacity to do that within our health system.
No new coronavirus cases have been recorded in Tasmania as the state's south locks down for 3 days. The stay-at-home orders have been imposed after a COVID-19 positive man from New South Wales escaped quarantine and spent 18 hours in the community, including at two houses, a supermarket and a park. The 31-year-old has refused to cooperate with contact tracers after being arrested in Hobart's northern suburbs. Premier Peter Gutwin says more than 1,400 daily coronavirus tests have been carried out, a record number for the state.
But the next 48 hours remains critical, and ask all Tasmanians in the south to work together to get on top of this as quickly as we can. In the main, people are doing the right thing. Last night there were a few police infringement notices issued, half a dozen warnings were provided. And there were also 45 vehicles that were turned around at our checkpoints over the course of the period since the lockdown started last night.
The ACT has lifted more travel restrictions for its fully vaccinated residents after reporting another 20 new locally acquired cases. It's the territory's lowest daily case number for almost 3 weeks. The ACT now has 495 active cases, with 15 patients in hospital and 10 in intensive care. With Canberra's lockdown now lifted, residents can now visit another 26 New South Wales postcodes without having to quarantine when they return. The areas include Batemans Bay, Goulburn, the Southern Highlands and towns in the Snowy Mountains. New South Wales has recorded 319 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 and two deaths. The state is expected to hit 80% double-dose vaccination by the end of this weekend, with further restrictions set to ease this coming Monday. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says Australia risks being internationally disadvantaged if it fails to adopt a net zero emissions policy by 2050. He was speaking after Scott Morrison confirmed he'd attend the COP26 climate change conference in Glasgow in November. Mr. Frydenberg says central banks and investors around the world are already factoring in net zero targets in their decision making.
So this is a reality that we need to be very conscious of, because we want to benefit from these changes that are occurring in international capital markets, not be disadvantaged by them. And it really does affect Australia, because we rely so heavily on foreign investment. $4 trillion worth of foreign investment. It really affects Australia because half of our government bonds are bought by overseas investors, and because commercial banks get a significant proportion of their funding from overseas sources.
Coalition leaders are due to meet in the coming days to determine what emissions policy the Prime Minister will take to the Glasgow conference. And in tennis, Taylor Fritz has scored the biggest win of his young career, ousting world number four Alexander Zverev at Indian Wells. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, a shower or two and 22 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 23. Melbourne, cloudy and 18. Hobart, similar conditions, 17. Canberra, sunny and 19. Wollongong, similar conditions, 20. Sydney, also sunny and 22 degrees. Similar forecast for Newcastle, 24. Brisbane, sunny and 28. Cairns, a possible shower, 33. And Darwin, showers with a possible storm and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.